Today I'm speaking with Leanest Lifestyle Success, Larry Lacassiere. Hello, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Well, we're talking on the telephone, of course, and we happen to be neighbors. So I'm in Dixon, and you're in Dixon.
Also.
We kind of go back a long ways, but back when I was going to college, I used to work with Larry when he was an automotive technician at the largest car dealership here in town. And I know since then you've moved on, but I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about yourself. And so why don't you kind of fill in some gaps here, Larry, and tell us, who are you, what do you do, how old are you, how tall are you, and tell us a little bit about your family.
All right. Well, like you said, my name is Larry Lacassiere, and since moving on from repairing automobiles, I'm now a nuclear plant non-licensed operator, and which means I'm not in the control room. They don't let me push the big red button. But being that, I am in the plant quite a bit, and I'm also a member of the fire brigade that's on site, and along with the hazmat crew and the confined space rescue team.
Okay.
So I get a little activity around the plant once in a while, and when I'm not in the plant, you usually find me either at the bowling alley. I coach high school bowling, boys and girls, and I'm also a high school soccer referee.
Okay.
I'm presently 47 years old, and I'm about 6'2" tall.
So you keep pretty busy. You keep pretty active outside of work, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, some days it gets a little interesting, but I'd rather have it that way. The more I do, the more I find that when I don't have something to do, I get bored real easy.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Guess what happens when you're bored and sitting at home?
That's
you
right.
Start eating.
Well, when did you first find the Leanest Lifestyle, and what brought you to the club?
As far as the Leanest Lifestyle, I was I actually joined your club near the power store when you first opened up here in town. And it was just about 3 years ago now.
Okay.
So, maybe three and a half years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of came in just as a curiosity, I guess, to see what you had in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe, I don't remember if it was you or one of your desk clerks that kind of turned me on a little bit to the coaching club at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to give it a shot, and kind of was pretty inactive for the most part, you know, was learning a lot. So it took me a good 6-8 months before I actually got really interested into it or really got up to starting to convince myself to start doing something with the tools that you were supplying, because I was learning at the process. So.
Right. Well, what you know, we look at your before picture, and we see a guy who, yeah, he could stand to lose a couple of pounds maybe, but, and even in my memory of you when I was, you know, even a teenager many years ago, I don't ever remember looking at you and thinking, boy, this guy ought to lose a couple of pounds of weight, you know. Take your shirt off, man, maybe you look and go, you guy needs to lose a couple of pounds. But have you ever been really heavy, or have you just been kind of, you know, what kind of prompted the desire to get extra lean?
Well, I went through a stretch there, and you're right. When I did work with you, I wasn't in too bad a shape. But it wasn't too long after that, actually, just about the end of my automotive career, that I started packing on some weight. Well, I quit smoking,
okay,
which always usually adds on a few pounds, which is an excuse, I guess.
But it's a fact, too.
Yeah, true. Well, then when I went to the power plant, going through the nuclear operating school, which is basically almost a year of classroom activity, and of course, all you're doing is the only activity you get is sitting in the classroom trying to learn how to operate a nuclear power plant, so all we do is eat all day long, pretty much.
Right.
So when I graduated from that class, actually, I weighed about 245 pounds. And that's not unusual for that, is to gain a good 20 pounds when you're sitting in these classes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was shortly after that, you know, walking around, I had to order larger uniforms and larger clothes and all that stuff, and trying to keep up with the high school kids with the soccer. At the one summer, I kind of said, you know, I either have to quit doing this or I've got to drop some weight so I can keep up with these kids. So that was probably the big turning point of that, is once I graduated from that and said, no, this has got to change.
Now, what did you weigh when you graduated from there, did you say?
Right about 240, 245.
240, 245.
Yeah.
So what'd you weigh then at the beginning of this summer challenge that you took part in?
The summer challenge, actually, I was just under 190. I'd already been through one previous challenge with you.
Right.
Team Muscle.
Yeah.
And even at that, I started at 200 pounds.
Okay.
And I've actually been able to maintain it, you know, right around between 85 and 190, even after the Team Muscle challenge.
Yeah, that's great. So You were just under 190 or right around 190 when you started the summer?
Correct.
Okay. And what did you weigh when you finished it near the end of October?
It was right at 180.
Right at 180.
Yeah.
So it was about 10 pounds.
Correct.
Yeah.
Initially I thought I was going to lose more. My desire was to lose a little more than that. But, and I talked to you about one other time, is that the body fat went down, but I was still maintaining the weight. So I thought, well, what the heck?
Right.
Which meant to me, or at least felt to me, that maybe I was still maintaining my muscle or putting some on even.
Exactly.
And losing the body fat. So that didn't bother me.
Well, when you look at your pictures, it's pretty interesting because, you know, it looks like you went from not lifting to lifting overnight. You know, because that's what happens. I mean, even in my before and after pictures, going from 225 to, you know, I think in my afters, I've been everything from 170 to 180, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. You can't even tell in my befores that I lifted. But it looks like you put on, you know, quite a bit of muscle between your befores and your afters. And really what happened was you probably did put on a little bit of muscle because, like you said, your body weight wasn't really dropping that much, but your body fat was. And you leaned out so much.
And that was the comments that I was getting from other people in the gym and my other acquaintances. You know, I said, wow, you sure do look a lot leaner right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them, well, yeah, I am, but I'm not really, I don't weigh any less.
Wow. Had you done creatine during this cycle?
Sporadically, I do add creatine to my the meal replacement shakes when I mix it with the ISP. Now, I have been experimenting with some other meal replacement shakes, and I typically don't add it to that. So it wasn't like a real complete cycle, but about every other day or so I would have creatine in your ISP shakes. So.
Okay. As far as you can tell anyway, how did your body fat change during this contest?
As far as
like what was the change in body fat?
For the summer challenge... I don't remember now what I had for being the summer challenge. I know when I started Team Muscle, I was up at 16-17% and got down into the actual upper 7%. For the summer challenge, I believe I started at 12% and got down to 8.
Okay. Yeah, that's very believable. That looks just about right if I was to gauge it by looks. So... Yeah, that's awesome. Was there anything, and you've been through Team Muscle, I mean, that's pretty intense, especially when you're coming in, even if you've got a little bit of experience, you're kind of shot out of a cannon, you know, in that, even if there is, you know, quite a bit of personal help and stuff. Was there anything harder this time than you thought it would be, or anything easier? Was everything about what you thought?
Between Team Muscle and the Summer Challenge?
Just during the Summer Challenge, was there anything harder than you thought it would be, or was everything about what you thought?
Actually, it was a little more difficult to regulate my food intake as far as keeping the macronutrients in the percentages that you'd like to see.
Oh, yeah? How come?
I don't really know why, I'll be honest with you. I just know every time I would do it, and I didn't think I was really eating that much different food, but every time I would to run the nutritional analyzer, I would always come up with higher carbohydrates.
Oh.
And I just had a hard time keeping my carbohydrates under 50%. You know, I just...
Just the foods you were choosing were such
that... Evidently. That's about the best I come up with, too. Mm-hmm. And I probably had more tendency to eat a little bit more bread products, a little more flour products this time versus the Team Muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because I was thinking because it was a longer stretch, I didn't have to be quite so intensive with it.
Yeah.
That was probably be the harder, the downfall side of it that didn't quite get to where I wanted to be at, probably.
Okay. Any stumbling blocks, any hurdles you had to overcome during this particular challenge that just maybe out of the usual or just anything that could have thrown you for a loop if you'd have let it?
Probably just the criticism and the critique from the friends, like if we were out on a motorcycle ride and we'd stop at a Dairy Queen or stop at the fast food places, and you know, of course they're always eating the hot fudge sundaes and the hamburgers and fries and all that stuff, and you know, and then I either order a salad, or at the Dairy Queen's, I might just, you know, order a Diet Pop or even a glass of water, you know, just take a break and have the ice cream. So
right.
And that was, oh, I have a little bit, you know, it won't hurt you, this and that. Well, no, it won't, but I just don't need to.
Right.
So that was probably one of the harder things to do during the summertime.
Come on, be like us.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's a typical food day like for you when you're going from 12 to 8% or whatever it ends up being? What's a typical day? Start us with breakfast and take us through close to bedtime or whatever.
Pretty much for breakfast, if I'm at home and, or if don't run off right to work early in the morning. But I eat a lot of eggs as far as the egg whites, the five egg whites and one whole egg.
Right.
With a glass of orange juice. Then mid-morning, I'll either have a banana or an apple, or maybe even both. Then usually for lunch, I'll either have a meal replacement shake and or I have it classified as a lunch salad, but basically it's a salad with some carrots and cucumbers, maybe a little bit of cottage cheese. Dinner is usually... I like chicken a lot, so I eat chicken and broccoli with some corn. I kind of mix it all together into a little, casserole type thing.
Oh, okay.
Which works out really well.
How do you mix chicken, broccoli, and corn?
Yeah, I cut it up. Okay. I cook the chicken and cut it up, and then I steam the broccoli and the corn.
Okay.
Then kind of throw it all in it together and just kind of eat it all at one time out of a bowl.
Okay, got it.
Sometimes in there, of course, somewhere in there along the line, I usually have a meal replacement bar or maybe half a bar somewhere before I would go to lift. And then usually before dinner or after I lift, then again, I'll have either chicken and rice dinner, or there's several different lean cuisine type things that they're pretty low. And before I go to bed, a lot of times I'll either eat a small packet of Starkist tuna or a small can of Starkist chicken.
Okay.
And that seemed to work out pretty good this time, that eating that extra high-protein meal before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to help quite a bit. You know, more that I didn't do that during Team Muscle, but it sure seemed to help during the summer.
Help how? Sleep? Help how? You just felt better?
Yeah. I felt better when I got up. I wasn't quite as hungry when I got up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And... It seemed to keep my metabolism going, because it just kind of always seemed to work that way, that, you know, I'd drop a couple of pounds here, or at least the body fat seemed to go away a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. During this summer contest, compared to when you're in maintenance and you're not losing weight, would you say you consume more vegetables? Would you say you consume about the same now, and you've pretty much adapted a good habits with that?
Your whole process has kind of made me eat more vegetables.
Good.
I've never really been much for eating vegetables when I was younger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. And, as a matter of fact, my wife kind of thinks I'm crazy for eating as much broccoli as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite graduated to the cauliflower yet and the spinach, but I do actually eat quite a bit of broccoli, and, of course, I've always liked carrots and the peas and celery and stuff like that. So I use the carrots and the celery more for snack food now instead of reaching for other things that I used to in the past. So that way it probably is that I do eat more of that, and like I said, not necessarily any more now than what I had, but
right.
I just eat it more in general.
How did you first start bringing them in? If you weren't a veggie eater, I wasn't a veggie eater either, not as a kid. How did you start bringing them in? Did you just start eating them raw? Did you steam them? Did you hide them and stuff? Did you throw them in?
I pretty much just dice the broccoli up pretty heavy, you know, and hide them under other food and mask them.
Okay.
And I graduated now to where I still don't like them when they're cold and fresh out of the garden, but I like them steamed because they're, you know, a little bit soft. And,
right.
But
you know, when they're steamed, they do go down easier.
Well, I think they're not as dry either.
Right.
And that's probably the more thing right there.
Well, what about activity? How much resistance training would you do in a normal week, and how much cardio, if any, would you do in a normal week?
Under the...
In this particular contest.
In this contest?
Yeah, when you're losing.
I was doing quite a bit of cardio most of the summer. I was actually getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would take off running around the neighborhood.
Mm.
So I would run anywhere from 2 to 3 miles roughly in the morning before mm-hmm. I went to work. And then I would always try to walk more at work, use the stairs and not take the elevators and stuff like that. Lifting-wise, I would lift after work, so I would be a good half hour, 45 minutes after work there. And that was pretty much almost on a daily basis.
Okay.
Some days lifting heavier than others. I was trying to moderate really hard days versus just more or less a going through the motion type day just to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the running side of it, I got pretty diligent about running. Even when we take off on motorcycle trips, I would take off and run in the mornings, and people would say, "Where'd you go?" And I'd go check out the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of got interested into running out in the country. It's kind of weird, kind of fun.
Yeah, well, it's not as boring as...
It's different, right?
Yeah, it's running on a treadmill. Stuff to look at, you know, keeps things interesting.
I learned a lot about my own neighborhood by running around, too. Stuff I didn't even know had.
What's harder for you, the food or the activity?
The food. Definitely.
Is it more because it's just available everywhere, or is it because there's the food pushers just don't leave you alone?
More so that it's available, mm-hmm. I think, and it's harder to ignore it when it's just sitting there around.
Right.
Particularly at work. Somebody's always bringing something in, and, you know, every Sunday we have donuts, and, you know, it's just
right.
Just sitting around there all day long, and, you know, it's just sitting there saying, eat me, you
right.
know, so, and it's pretty difficult just to push it away,
mm-hmm.
so that'd be harder.
Did you use, you said you used, like, a meal replacement bar or a protein bar. I'm going to assume you took some kind of vitamin mineral supplement.
Yeah.
Anything else that you take pretty religiously?
I do take vitamin C, vitamin E, and your multivitamin Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it. Other than the creatine cycle,
mm-hmm.
and of course with the creatine, a lot of times I'll use the glucosamine and glutamine. But other than that, not really.
Right.
Everything else is pretty natural.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty common. It's one of the things I like to kind of point out in these interviews is that, you know, people making great transformations are a lot of times just using the basics, you know?
Yeah.
So when you first came to Linus Lifestyle, what would you say your waist was?
I was up to a size 38 pants.
Okay. And when you... near the end of October when you were 8% or so, what was your waist, or what's your waist now?
It's a 34, and actually some of my 34 pants are a little loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, what advice would you give to the person who's thinking about beginning their next attempt, 15th attempt, first attempt, second attempt, whatever it may be? They're considering whether they should even begin and give it another go. Did you ever have any failures in the past at all at giving this a shot?
Oh, or multiple.
Did you?
It's about like when I quit smoking. I mean, you know, sure, it's always easy to say, well, I'm going to quit tomorrow. Or
mm-hmm.
or you throw them away for 2 hours and, you know, you sneak one and then it's,
okay.
you know, you sneak another one. So same way with controlling weight, I guess. Not once even losing weight, just controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I'm going to get up early tomorrow, or I'm going to, you know, now I won't eat that, or I'll just eat a bite of this one today, and then I'll start my diet tomorrow.
Right.
As far as giving advice to anybody, and I have given this advice, as a matter of fact.
Right.
I've never been really a big one on support groups until recently now.
Mm-hmm.
But I say do seek out the support groups and the people so that you're all doing the similar type of activities or separate plan.
Right.
You know, like the Leanest Lifestyle, you know, with and a mentor, you know, like yourself, somebody that you can look to for support and for motivation. And
mm-hmm.
I think the chat groups that you run and
right.
the Leanest Lifestyle group is excellent for that. So
it's very important then to surround yourself with individuals who are like-minded.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And
it doesn't take much to get one in there to throw a monkey wrench in it. You know,
yeah. Well, from what you were saying earlier, too, I mean, it goes hand in hand with, you know, if there isn't a lot of support, you know, outside of that group, at least you've got a group of individuals who aren't, A, insane,
yeah.
you know, B, it's one thing to all think similarly. It's another thing to all think similarly and all be sane.
Right.
And so, there's a difference between, cultish activity and then, like you said, a support group where it's just like-minded individuals all kind of seeking a common goal.
That's true.
And if you've got these people in your outside arena that are pushing food, they aren't really that supportive of what you're doing, who think you're too thin, who've lost too much weight or what have you, and you know what's underneath your clothes and they don't, it is important.
That's definitely it. Even my wife didn't really buy into this whole thing right off the bat. So she thought I was a little bit crazy or just thought it was going to be one of those fad things. And she's reading labels now.
Yeah.
So she's actually even dropped a few pounds. So it's working on both sides just through osmosis, I guess.
Yeah.
So she's starting to pay attention, and it's really working good for her also.
Would you say that it's has it extended even beyond that at all or no? Is there anyone else?
A couple of my closest friends. When we go out to eat now, we're kind of like she's looking at the menu, and we're sitting there across from each other with her husband, and she's looking at something and says, "Oh, I sure this. Oh, that's got way too much cheese on it. I can't have that." Or he'll yell at me if I eat that. I'm not going to yell at you. Eat what you want.
But, yeah.
I just sometimes bring it up just subtly. What you're eating there?
Right.
But I try not to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just their own choice, but I'm willing to help. I just tell them if you want some help or you want you would like me to explain what I'm doing, and they do ask questions.
Sure.
And they know that I get up and run, and they make comments to other people that how diligent I am about the exercise and stuff like that. So I think it slowly rubs off onto them. So.
Have you done anything structured besides the leanest lifestyle in the past? I mean, you say at one point you were 245, but when you first found us, you had lost 40 of it or something like that,
Yes. Maybe
30 or 40 of it. Did you do anything structured, any other plans, or did you pretty much just kind of wake up and say, I just can't keep eating like this, so I'm going to, practice just some self-moderation and stuff?
It was kind of a wing-it mode, sort of. I had some co-workers that together we kind of got into it. We were doing a kind of a firefighters challenge thing at work, and so we were all starting to work out together a little bit, and we talked about, what was healthy food, what wasn't, but it wasn't a laid out plan. It was a little bit of a wing it mode, just talking amongst the two or three of us. So that was probably the start of it, and that kind of got me into the inquisitive mode about, all right, well, how do you really do this then? So that was probably the starting point and got me going on it.
Well, I want to thank you, Larry, for taking time out of your day to do this interview with us. I want to say, too, that most of the people listening to this either do own or will own the Leanest Lifestyle book, and Larry's on page C7 of the book, and there aren't too many people that I interview, and there aren't too many people in the center section of that fourth edition that came out in 2002, and Larry's on that center section of the photos on page C7. I want to say that you're after photos now. I mean, in that after photo, we've got you down at 7.8% or thereabouts and 175 pounds. Did you say you finished around 180 this time?
Correct.
I got to say, you look leaner at 180.
I actually thought I looked better tall. So I like the look better now than what I had at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think I really do. I mean, you were lean then, and you made a really nice transformation for that. But I think you're leaner, and I had to thumb through it when we were talking here because you said you were 180, and I want to see where you finished, basically team muscle at.
That was at 175.
175, yeah.
It was 5 pounds different, and it was a little bit, percentage or two body fat wise, but I think size wise, mass wise, I think I feel better and look better.
That's awesome. Well, anything else you wanna close with before we let everybody go and conclude the interview? I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, I think so. Then your system worked for me, and I think it'll work for others. All I got to do is give it a chance, all you can do is give it a try.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much again, Larry. We'll be speaking to you soon and continuing to follow up, see how you progress and how you continue to maintain the really lean physique that you've created. And we'll be in touch. You be in touch as needed, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, this is David Greenwalt, founder of The Leanness Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle Online. If you enjoyed this recording and would like access to my entire library of informative and cutting-edge interviews and conferences, simply visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. And spelling that out, that is www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed creating this recording.